But anyway, we're here to talk to you today about anti-corruption. And a lot of you in the audience, being in the oil and gas industry, are already familiar with the basic contours of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. We'll start off with a little review of some of the high points and some of the nuances. One sort of housekeeping note, the materials that you received actually have 73 slides in them. We're not going to cover 73 slides in 45 minutes. We'll cover closer to 15, so just bear that in mind. The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act was first passed in 1977, and for about 25 years basically was not enforced, and it's only been in the last 10 years or so that it's really come of age. The FCPA has two parts to it. There's the anti-bribery provision, and then there's what's known as the accounting provision. The anti-bribery provision basically prevents providing anything of value to a foreign government official with what's known as corrupt intent for the purpose of securing influence from that foreign government official. The anti-bribery provisions it's principally enforced criminally by the Department of Justice. It does require scienter, that is actual knowledge or at least a reckless disregard of the making of improper payments. On the other side, the accounting provisions are enforced by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They apply to issuers, and there are two accounting provisions. One is the books and records provision, which requires issuers to keep accurate recording of transactions on their books. And the other is the internal controls provision, which, as it suggests, requires that an effective system of internal controls be kept to thwart or to deter fraud.